Job chapter 8. Then Bildad the Shuhite answered and said, How long will you say these things? How long will the words of your mouth be a mighty wind? Does God pervert justice? Does the Almighty pervert righteousness? Your children have sinned against him. We know this, for he gave them into the hand of their sins. But suppose you diligently sought God and sought the favor of the Almighty. If you are pure and upright, then he would surely stir himself on your behalf and restore you to your rightful place. Even though your beginning was small, still your final condition would be much greater. Please ask the former generations and give your attention to what our ancestors learned. We were only born yesterday and know nothing because our days on earth are a shadow. Will they not teach you and tell you? Will they not speak words from their hearts? Can papyrus grow without a marsh? Can reeds grow without water? While they are still green and not cut down, they wither before any other plant. So also are the paths of all who forget God. The hope of the godless will perish. His confidence will break apart, and his trust is as weak as a spider's web. He leans on his house, but it will not support him. He takes hold of it, but it does not stand. Under the sun he is green, and his shoots go out over his entire garden. His roots are wrapped about the heaps of stone. They look for good places among the rocks. But if this person is destroyed out of his place, then that place will deny him and say, I never saw you. See, this is the joy of such a person's behavior. Other plants will sprout out of the same soil in his place. See, God will not reject an innocent man, neither will he take the hand of evildoers. He will yet fill your mouth with laughter, your lips with shouting. Those who hate you will be clothed with shame. The tent of the wicked will be no more.